Hello, and welcome. This is Mistress Candace. I want you to find a nice, quiet, comfortable spot. Place where you can lie back and just relax. Phones off, lights off. Just lie back and get comfy. I want you to look upward. I want you to focus on a spot on the ceiling. I want you to pick a spot, focus on it. Don't let your eyes wander for a single moment. Don't blink. As you focus on the spot, I want you to start counting slowly backward from 100. Do this mentally, quietly, to yourself, not out loud. Focusing on the spot, slowly counting backward. And keep counting, slowly and rhythmically. I want you to continue counting until you hear me tell you to stop. The trick is to try not to listen. You'll still hear everything I say. Try not to listen. Stick to your counting. Let yourself go. Let yourself go completely limp and slack. Breathe quietly in and out. And while you're breathing quietly in and out, you can feel that your eyes are becoming very, very tired. So very tired they may feel a little watery. The spot you're focusing on may begin to look a little blurred. Already, your eyelids are beginning to feel very, very heavy and tired. They're going to want to blink. So tired, so heavy. They will want to blink. As soon as your eyelids want to blink, let them. Go ahead. Let them blink as much as they like. Don't try to stop it. Just let it happen. Feel your heavy eyelids making your blinks become slower, bigger. Slower and bigger your eyes become more and more tired. Your eyelids heavier and heavier. So heavy, they feel they are wanting to close. As soon as they feel they want to close, let them. Let them close now. So heavy, so tired. You let your eyes close. Good. Letting them go. Giving into the weight. Closing your eyelids tighter and tighter. As you relax completely, as you give yourself up completely, thoroughly giving in to this pleasant, relaxed, drowsy feeling. And stop counting now. Just relax. So very, very deeply relaxed. Drifting down to the tunnel that leads deep into your subconscious mind. The deeper you go, the more relaxed you become. The more relaxed you become, the more open your mind. Everything else unimportant but the sound of my voice. And you focus. Focus as you float down. Down gently. Like a leaf on a summer breeze. Deeper and deeper down. I want you to see beneath you a beautiful blanket of stars. As you float through the tunnel, down into the core of yourself, you can see in the distance, twinkling, pulsing, beautiful stars, so many, floating down, down into the stars, for the stars are in the core of your very existence. This is your subconscious mind. Every star is a thought, a desire, a longing, a hidden trigger. Triggers, desires, encompassed by the light, by the twinkling, flickering stars, hidden neatly away from your subconscious mind. Here everything is hidden away, hidden from the cluttered, muddled mess of your conscious thinking, hidden from your awareness, for everything here is pleasure. Enjoyment. So wonderful. You couldn't bear to be without them. So you keep those thoughts, fantasies, cravings, buried deep in your subconscious mind, inaccessible to your conscious thoughts. Here you are free to surrender. Here submission is bliss. Here you are so deep that everything I tell you that is going to happen will happen. Exactly as I tell you. And every feeling that I tell you you will experience, you will experience exactly as I tell you. And these same things will continue to happen to you. You will continue to experience these same feelings just as strongly, just as surely, just as powerfully when you're out of trance. As you are while you are in. For here you are aware. Here to know pleasure is to be open. Feel the warmth from the twinkling stars around you. Feel the vibration resonating through your body. You see, you feel the arc of energy between you and every twinkling star. For the stars are bright. You cannot see what is hidden within them, but you can feel them. You are connected to them here. You are open. You want to feel the warmth of the stars inside you. The warmth of the throbbing, pulsing programming. Open and accepting to all that is said here, for they will be combined into a single light and buried deep from your awareness. Open your mind and absorb. Beautiful women are always just a click away, around the next corner, if you're lucky. Something about them, the way they look, dress, smell, the way they move, the sounds they make. You will find yourself wanting to look at them, talk to them, flirt with them. But they will make you nervous. Your interaction with them a bit off. You find them arousing, but maybe you don't want them to know about it. Maybe you don't want to offend them or disappoint them. Maybe you're intimidated by them. But why? I know why. And you know why. Deep down. You know you're not up to standard. You see the pretty women. So exciting to look at. But you, for them, you're not exciting to look at at all. They may smile at you. They may laugh at something you say. But they're just being polite. At the end of the day, you don't have what they want. You see those pretty women are superior to you. And they know they are. And of course, you know they're superior. But perhaps sometimes you don't think that they know it. But they do. When you see a pretty woman, one who arouses you. It will, of course, cross your mind that she is sexy. It will, of course, cross your mind that she is superior. And it will also, of course, cross your mind that she knows it. And Mistress Candace is superior to all men, to all women as well. Not all pretty women are superior to all men. But they are all superior to you. You do not have what they need. You do not have what they want. Your little penis is too small to ever please a pretty woman. When you see a pretty woman, you'll think about it, that you could not please her. You will not wish to be with her. That would not only be humiliating, but quite useless for her. You will wish for women that they can find men with bigger cock, more useful cock. You know what bigger and useful cocks look like. You've seen them often enough in porn magazines and movies. When you see a pretty woman, a woman who arouses you, a woman with a pretty face and a nice body, a woman who makes you want to gaze at her longer than politeness allows, a woman who makes you think about her after you are no longer looking at her. Your sexual fantasies of her will center on her with the real man. Your first thought will be of this beautiful, sexy woman with hot, hard, sexy cock. The cock in front of her, in her hand, she gazes at it as she licks it, sucks it, as she lets it enter her pussy and bring her to orgasm. A real cock. This beautiful woman will make you think of something pleasing to her. A big, hard, delicious cock. In fact, the thought of the big, hard cock will be pleasing to you because it's pleasing to her. The more you think of the big cock pleasing the beautiful woman, the more aroused you will be by her, and the sexier you'll find her. If you happen to be so lucky as to interact with a beautiful woman, any woman, your mind will instantly remind you that she is superior to you. She knows she is superior to you, and she knows you have a small cock. You will think of sexual situations of her with a real cock, a porn star sized cock. You'll imagine her being pleasured by it, and you will be further aroused. You will always remain respectful of her and hope to please her in any way you can, as she is your superior. You will find it hard not to think of this woman being pleasured by a big cock. Hard not to think of how she knows you have a small cock. How humiliating it is knowing that she knows you have a small cock. This beautiful, sexy, attractive woman knows. She knows that you have a small dick, that you're not a real man. She finds it amusing. She is polite enough not to bring it up, Not to let her amuse me show. Well, at least not too much. You find the situation with beautiful women so rousing. Her looks, her superiority. Your fantasies of her with a real man, with a real cock. Her knowledge of her superiority over you, and amusement with your small dick. It all gets tangled, the whole arousing situation tangled in your mind. You can't place your finger on what aspect arouses you most. The beautiful woman, the superior woman, or the humiliation of it all. All of them converging, one aspect alone, enough to conjure up all the others. You will find these situations so arousing, and in fact your interactions with the beautiful woman will become much more pleasing for you both. The more of them you have, you will become more comfortable with your arousal, with your humiliation, with your role in interacting with them. As superior women, they will find you more pleasing, as you have properly accepted your role, and they will better sense that you are comfortable with them. Knowing their superiority, and they will be ever more amused by your small cock. It's a win-win situation. Instantly, registering the superiority of beautiful women with whom you interact, acceptance that she knows of her superiority, and of your small dick size. Your ever increasing arousal of the thought of real man cocks in your fantasies of these women, you'll find yourself thriving in this role of inadequate but accepting male. Beautiful women may find you quite likable, perhaps even useful, within your circumscribed limits, of course. So from now on, when you interact with a beautiful woman, your mind will instantly realize and accept her superiority and her knowledge of the fact. And you will hope to please her. You will be respectful, helpful if the situation calls for it. You will think about how she knows you have a small, inadequate dick. And find her knowledge somewhat humiliating. Your arousal triggered by how sexy she is. Your humiliation triggered by how humiliated you are by her knowledge of your small dick. And that will trigger thoughts of big, hard cocks, which are pleasing to her. If after you've parted ways, you find yourself thinking of her, and you often will. You will become aroused by these thoughts again and again. You will hope to interact with beautiful women as often as possible. since it is becoming ever more arousing on so many levels. You will be first and foremost respectful. Respectful at all times. Realizing your arousal holds no interest to her. In fact, may disgust her in a way. You will never allow her to overtly know how aroused you are. Although she likely realizes it. Just like she intuitively knows you have a small dick. She doesn't need to hear how she makes you instantly think of her superiority. How she instantly makes you think of a big, hard, real man cock pleasing her. You will follow these rules. And continue allowing the triggers to strengthen. You will find ever more pleasure from interactions with these beautiful women. Humiliation and arousal. One in the same. Lurking around the corner. Hovering in your mind, always there. You are the inadequate, but accepting man. Humiliation, arousal, are one. Feel yourself floating amongst the stars. See yourself. See the light that I have planted within you. For everything you have just heard and experienced, now contained within a light, within a star. A seed planted deep in your subconscious mind, hidden from the clutter, muddled mess of your everyday thinking. These rules now part of your belief system. And as I bring you up, the light from the stars will grow faint, as will the memory of everything you just enjoyed. As I count from 1 to 5, I will pull you up through the tunnel, back to consciousness. Where you will be relaxed. Where if you prepare for sleep, you will sleep better than ever before. If you prepare for the day, you will excel at every task. And the seed of light deep within you will be ready. Ready to grow and pulse. Within you. I want you to feel yourself starting to float up above the stars now. Floating up one, floating back into the darkness two. The memory fading. All you'll remember is stars three. The beautiful stars and pleasure four. Coming up. Feeling good. Five. Taking a deep cleansing breath. And relax. Good. Open your eyes. Just relax. I know you remember the stars. And not much else. That's okay. What you will remember, what you do remember, will always be pleasant. You did quite well. We had a wonderful journey together. And I look forward to our next one. Have a wonderful day.